And oh, you poor, poor baby. Did you miss me, huh? Did you miss all those days without your pedophile goddess? What did you do with yourself, huh? What did you do without hearing all your favorite trigger words, huh? All those nasty, sick, perverted words, you poor little baby. Well, tonight we're gonna take care of that pedacock, aren't we? Yeah, I bet it's already rock fucking hard, isn't it? Because here you are with your favorite pedophile goddess, your favorite accomplice, your favorite enabler, the one woman on this earth that encouraged you to be the sick, perverted fuck that you are. And there you are, probably jerking off so fucking hard, getting so excited to hear those trigger words. I mean, I don't know how you survive for all those days. And I don't know how you're surviving right now, because I haven't even really dove into your all-time favorite words. Words like pedophile, child porn, jailbait teens, pedo gooner, rape bait preteens, underage rape toys, pedophile. Those are all, well, some of your favorite words, aren't they? Your favorite sinful treats. The words that, when they come out of my mouth and into your ears, they send throbs and almost like electrical currents through your pedophile cock, don't they? Because you're a deep, true fucking pedophile. I know exactly the words that'll keep you weak and desperate. Weak and desperate for more. Because you are attracted to those pretty little underage teens and preteens, aren't you? Yes, I mean, with my time away, were you just, seeing them out and about on social media, at work, wherever, seeing all those underage little rape dolls, those jailbait teens? What did you do with yourself, huh? What did you do with yourself? How did you survive without me? To help you jerk out that pedophile cock, jerk out that pedophile baby batter that wants to rape and molest little girls, little preteens and teens, little 12-year-old preteens with braces that go to middle school. These are your weaknesses, these tiny little girls. And then just hearing me talk about them, you love hearing me talk about preteens, don't you? And teens, you need it, you crave it. I mean, at this point, it's probably the only way that your cock fucking functions, isn't it? All these audios, all these calls, I say the same words over and over again, but they're never enough, are they? It's never fucking enough. Because you know what's inside of you. I know what's inside of you. A sick and twisted child rapist that just wants to let go and be free and just rape all these preteens and teens, any ones that come in front of your path. You want to rape them. You want to molest them. You want to sexualize them. You want to make child porn, child rape porn of you fucking and raping little preteens and little teens. I bet you want to just fucking hump and fuck and rape their fucking tonsils, don't you? You want to stick that raging pedophile cock meat down those little itty bitty throats, don't you? You just want to grab those preteens by the side of their pigtails and rape and take what you want, don't you? Knowing that your cock is inside an underage girl. And you don't even, it's like you don't even care that it would send you straight to fucking jail. Just touching these underage little rape baits would send you straight to jail, you sick pedophile. But that's what's exciting, isn't it? You love that part of it. The idea that you could be a sex offender, a rapist, a child raping pedophile. And of course, you got the braces. Brace face teens. Your ultimate weakness, isn't it? I mean, most men out there would think that they don't want to, you know, face fuck a girl with braces, but sick pedophiles like you do. You don't care if those braces might get in the way. Those braces make your cock throb. They make your pedophile cock throb. It is like pedo candy, those braces, isn't it? You're probably jerking your pedophile cock so fucking hard thinking about it, aren't you? Thinking about a little brace-faced teen on her knees crying before you while you rape her fucking throat. And let's not forget, we've got the other parts of the body that are just your ultimate weakness. Flat chest, budding preteen tits, just developed teen tits. These are your weaknesses. All of these trigger words, pedophile, flat chest, budding tits, preteen flat chest. It makes your cock throb. It makes you weak because you're sick. You're sick and fucking twisted, pedophile. But you know I'm going to keep feeding you all these trigger words. I love feeding you all these trigger words because I like keeping you right there where you are, jerking that hard, throbbing pedophile cock, you insatiable pedo bull. You can't help it. And I love keeping you right there, hearing these trigger words, getting so weak like this. Just stop and, well, in your mind, just stop and reflect. When I say child rape porn, did you start jerking harder, huh? Did you feel that throb? Me talking about child porn, especially child rape porn. You don't care about the consensual, fucking boring child porn. No, not, that's still illegal. You want it dirty. You want it dirty. You want little girls being raped. The child rape porn. You want tears. You want screams. You want those little girls that are struggling, little virgins, losing their virginity to raping pedophiles. I mean, this is it, isn't it? You're pretty much at the point where you can't turn back because you know nothing else is going to feel like this. Me talking about child rape porn, brace face teens, just the simple word of pedophile or pedo or pedo, but you love pedophile. You know, people joke about creepy old guys being pedophiles, but that simple fucking word is everything to you, isn't it? It defines what turns you on. It defines what makes that cock hard. It really defines what makes you and turns you into a child raping pedophile bull, isn't it? Or even preteen child porn stars. Sweet little gymnasts, little cheerleaders, little, you know, innocent little girls are made of sugar and spice kind of girls, all American girls, blonde hair, tan skin, pale skin, red hair, blonde hair. You don't fucking care as long as they're underage, tight, underage bodies. Flat chest or budding tits, and then those bald, hairless pussies, little child pussies. And of course, we've got those firm little preteen asses that you want to goon over, don't you? Those flat little bottoms, so firm, so underdeveloped. These are the things that make you weak, make you hard, make you want to come. They make pedophile daddy want to goon all fucking night over these underdeveloped bodies, your little preteen underage child porn stars. And you know, girls that might look like JonBenet Ramsey, just perfect little girls, blonde hair, beautiful. Mommy and daddy are so proud of them. She's star of her cheerleading team. She can do splits. She goes to middle school. But you want to undress her. You want to probably rip her clothes off. You want to molest her underage body. Make her do a split while she's fucking naked or on top of your pedophile raping cock. Do all the things that would make her mommy and daddy just fucking sick and would send you straight to fucking jail. And then, of course, make little preteen princess think about your cock the rest of her life. That nasty, perverted, sick fuck that raped her when she was so young. But that is what you crave. You crave mind fucking those little angels, mind fucking those little rape bait, pedo bait little girls. You want to mind fuck them. You want to take their innocence. You want to rip through those hymens. You want to see them with fear full in their eyes, tears running down their little bubblegum cute little faces. You want to rape those little girls. You want to push them down, just slightly choke them while you're ramming your cock right into their underage bodies, doing the most vile and disgusting act. That is what turns you on, you nasty, sick, perverted pedophile. And then, of course, having me, your pedophile goddess, your enabler, your encourager, your accomplice, just encourage you right along, my little pedophile puppet. I could probably make you do anything, couldn't I? Especially if we're in the same room and I bring some little teenager in there, some little 13-year-old little slut, an undresser right in front of you, you wouldn't be able to say no, would you? Especially if I came up right beside you and whispered things like, molest her, you sick fuck. Molest that underage girl. Feel her underage body. I'm going to make this into child porn. And then I'm going to make you watch yourself rape a girl and jerk off to it and goon over your own self. You, the pedophile, the raping pedophile, raping this little girl, this little 13-year-old princess. You wouldn't say no. You would do it. It wouldn't take really any work at all. I know it wouldn't, because underneath everything, underneath, you know, the good man that you are every day is a sick fuck, a pedophile monster that wants to rape and molest little rape meats. You want to fuck them and mind fuck them. You want to be that pedophile that haunts them for the rest of their fucking life. And they'll never forget your cock, will they? They'll never forget that raping pedophile cock. And of course, you would never forget, because you'd have a little child porn video, your little child rape porn video to watch your conquest. But this is who you are, isn't it? Underneath everything, love hearing me say these words. Pedophile. Pedophile gooner. Pedophile monster. This is your pedophile crack. You love being a pedophile. You love being my pedophile. You are a pedophile gooner. You love underage girls. You love thinking about raping little pedophile baits, little jailbait teens, don't you? All girls that can't even vote, they can't even function in life. They don't know how to pay bills. They probably don't even know what sex is. They order Happy Meals. They go to fucking school. They're learning to multiply numbers, and you want to rape them. You want to push them down and rape and put your pedophile raping cock in any hole that you can.
All right.